I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Horn of Africa is on the edge. It's made up of Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia, which is currently facing a critical instability that threatens to spread. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the challenge is for outside Christians to support evangelistic work inside the Horn of Africa.
Email is sometimes watched, phone calls are listened to, travel is extremely restricted, and so it is very dangerous and very challenging for groups like the Voice of the Martyrs to provide any kind of help or encouragement or assistance to those Christians.
Next, a local youth pastor in a small town in central Russia recently saw a Book of Hope team at work. Pastor Alex says that he'd been frustrated by the lack of response the youth had to the gospel until he saw the non-traditional approach used by the teams. In short, their skits, resources, and games reached the kids' hearts and planted seeds for a relationship. Alex now plans to implement the new techniques and has extended an open invitation to the team to return and minister with him. And Oasis International recently took part in a Christmas parade in Pram-Pram, Ghana. The hope was that the event would serve dual purpose, raise funds for a community health center and unified ministry. Oasis's Ambrose Brennan says they raised enough money to jumpstart the project by a year. Reverend Nahr, a pastor of the local church, says it also opened doors for evangelism.
It created a sense of awareness to the people with one purpose. For Christ. And we also noticed that it fostered a good spirit of unity, and they are now asking more of Christ.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.